The Next Big Thing by Anita Bruckner. Read by Stephen Thorne. Chapter 1. Hertz had a dream, which, when he awoke into a night that was still black, left him excited and impressed. He dreamed that he had received a call from his cousin, Fanny Bauer, the love of his life. He was to take her to the cinema, she ordained. Eager to conform to her wishes, as he always had been, he shrugged on his coat and within seconds was elsewhere, as was the norm in dreams of wish fulfilment. Although it was a weekday afternoon, the cinema was so crowded that they had to stand at the back of the auditorium. Fanny was as he had always known her and still remembered her, petulant, with the petulance of a spoilt, pretty woman, demanding and discontented. Shortly after the beginning of the film, she had clutched his arm and declared that she felt unwell. Again, without transition, they found themselves in the vast café that was part of the cinema complex. Fanny had recovered somewhat, but looked uncharacteristically dishevelled, with a large camel hair coat slung over her shoulders. He was conscious of retaining his eager smile, but felt discomfited. This feeling had something to do with the coat, which he recognised as his own. The coat he should have been wearing. He had no memory of having offered it to her. The coat, and Fanny's malaise, remained closely associated in his mind. It was only when he understood that it was he who had been taken ill that the dream attained its peak of significance. Ailing, smiling, he had offered her his remaining health and strength. And she, not in the least grateful, had carelessly dispossessed him, not noticing that she had done so. This was so akin to their real-life association that, if anything, his newly awakened...